Welcome to Intentionality with Paul Kimpf, the podcast where we explore the opportunities and possibilities that can be created by a more intentional life. If you like what you hear and what you see, please subscribe, follow, and share so that we can impact more lives. This is episode 17, and I have an interesting topic today, one that is very close to my heart, and that is longevity. Now, I'd like to start off today with an assumption, and that assumption is that all of you listening or watching today would want to have a long life and sees a long life as a good thing, something to aspire to. Now, before we get specifically to the topic of longevity, maybe just an interesting throwback to the money part of IWPK, the things we covered in the first 10 episodes. Interestingly enough, the one downside or the one risk of a long life is, of course, your retirement planning, where a long life makes it a little bit more difficult to provide for a financially well retirement. But other than that, I can't really think of any other downside or any other risk to having a longer life. Longevity is a topic very personal to me, because I have a goal. I want to live to be 100. No, I'm not kidding. I really want to live to be 100. So let's start with the why and the one condition I have for living or for wanting to live to be 100. The why is simple. I have a great life. I have a spectacular life. Lots that I still want to do. Lots that I still want to achieve. Lots of things and places I still want to see. And in order to do that, I would need to live a very long life. Here's the condition I want. I need to be able to play golf for as long as possible. That's my one big condition I have for living to 100. My sincere hope is that I can keep on playing golf well into my 90s. You can clearly see the love that I have for golf in that condition. Now, in order for me to be able to do all these things that I still want to do, to see these places I want to see, and to be able to play golf, there's obviously one huge prerequisite. And that is that I have to live a healthy life, not just a long life. And that's the part that I want to talk to you about. Have you ever heard the saying about time, health, and money? And how we all in our life have three phases in which these three resources play a role. Think about it this way. When you are young, you usually have time. Hopefully you are healthy, so you have health. But when you are young, you struggle with wealth, with having enough wealth. As you get older, as you get into your 40s and your 50s, generally speaking, you start building wealth. You should still have your health, if you are lucky. But the one thing that you start struggling with, the one resource you start struggling with, is time. And of course, as you get much older, into your 60s and 70s, usually, this is now for a normal person in a normal life, you should have more time in your 60s and 70s. You should also have enough wealth, especially if you've done your retirement planning correctly. But the one thing we obviously struggle with in our 60s and 70s is health. There's no period in your life, no phase in your life where all three of those resources are available in the same amount. And that is really what I want to talk to you about today. It's how to cheat this formula, how to get to a point in your life where you have the wealth, the time, and the money. Now, the wealth part we did in the first 10 episodes. I'm not going to focus on that today. The time part for me is simple. It's living a more intentional life. Let's talk today about the health part and what it is that you can do to have better health later on in life. Now, as I normally do on these podcast episodes, I get a lot of my information from books that I've read, podcasts I've listened to, YouTube videos I've watched. And a lot of the information that I'll be sharing with you today comes from three specific sources that I just want to mention, that I want to give the necessary credit to. The first one is an article I read called Freezing Time in Your Best Years, Not Your End Years. This was written by Dr. Morgan Levine. The second one is a book called Gnar Country. It's spelled G-N-A-R, Gnar Country, Growing Old, Staying Rad, written by Stephen Kotler. And the third one was a study I read that was published on CNN. And in this study, they spoke about 8 habits that could add up to 24 years to your life. Now, added to these 3 sources is my personal experience and the application of certain of these principles that I'm going to be talking about in my own life. So back to me wanting to get to 100. So obviously the mission is to have a longer life, but more importantly also to have quality of life. And that's where this concept of lifespan versus health span comes in. Lifespan is simple to define. It's the time from your birth to your death. Simple. Health span is different. Health span is the time that you are alive in a healthy living state, being able to do the things that you want to do, the things that give you joy, like in my case, golf. Longevity science is not just about prolonging your life, but actually prolonging healthy life, compressing morbidity, the age at which you start getting the onset of serious disease, compressing that to the shortest possible part of your life. Now, the study that I referred to that looked at longevity that was published on CNN, this was a study that was done on 720 U.S. military veterans. Now, they came from all walks of life, aged between 40 and 99, male and female, any race or ethnicity, wealthy and poor, different marital statuses, education levels, healthy and unhealthy. In this study, they looked at 8 behaviors, 8 habits that can boost your longevity. And here's the interesting thing that was found in the study. If you take these 8 habits, these 8 behaviors, and you start implementing them in your life at age 40, and you do all 8, you could potentially add 24 years to your life expectancy. Even if you start doing them at age 50, you could add a potential 21 years to your longevity. Adding them at age 60 adds another 18 years to your expected lifespan. And I'm going to share with you what these 8 habits or behaviors are that they identified in the study. And we're also going to rank them in order of importance. The first of these behaviors is exercise. And interestingly enough, this is the one that's by far the most important and has by far the biggest impact on your expected lifespan. If you do exercise, or if you start exercising, you can decrease the risk of death, early death, by 46%. The second one is to avoid addiction to opioids. Avoiding addiction to opioids can decrease your risk of death by 38%. The third one, never smoke or stop smoking. The studies have shown that can have a 29% decrease in your risk of death. The fourth one, managing stress better, that's linked to a 22% reduction in the risk of death. The fifth one is healthy eating, a 21% decrease in the risk of death. The sixth one is drink less alcohol. I would have thought this one ranked higher, but it's linked to that 18% decrease in the risk of death. And then the seventh one, get enough sleep, the one that I've always really struggled with. That is linked to an 18% decrease in death. The last, eighth one, is being surrounded by positive social relationships. And this one is linked to a 5% decrease in the risk of death. And if you add all 8 these habits or behaviors together, that can help you to extend your expected lifespan by as much as 24 years. Now, the CNN study only listed 8 behaviors or habits. I've decided to add 2. These 2 are not based on scientific evidence, but more personal experience. The 9th one for me is keeping your mind fit, something I've believed in for a long time. And it's something that, again, is very personal to me. My dad, before he died, got dementia. And I got to experience what it is like in your old age to start losing your memories. And that is something that I want to try and avoid at all cost. One of the studies that I have read before is that to avoid the onset of things like dementia and Alzheimer's, you need to keep your mind busy. You need to keep your mind fit. So I've decided to add keeping your mind fit to this list of 8 behaviors. And then, of course, the 10th one is finding joy. Now, you'll remember in episode 15, I spoke about joy, happiness, and bliss. I believe it's a crucial part of a longer life, a longer lifespan. Now, I've done an interesting exercise that I'm going to share with you today. I've taken these 10 habits or behaviors, the 8 that was identified in the study on CNN, plus the 2 personal ones to me. And what I've done is I've taken these 10 and I've given myself a mark out of 10 for how I think I am doing on each of these 10 for me to be able to reach my goal of getting to 100. Now, I'm going to share with you the marks that I gave myself. But what I want you to do while you're listening to this podcast or watching this YouTube video is to think about your own life and think how well you are doing on each of these behaviors and do a comparison to the marks that I'm giving myself. What would you give yourself for each of these 10 behaviors or habits? And then, of course, get to a total. And the very important thing here is if that total is not very high, obviously it means you're not doing very well in adding 24 years to your life. And the target must be, the goal must be, to try and increase each of these behaviors in your life, how you apply them in your life, in order to be able to get to that target of a longer life. So the first one for me, as I said, was exercise. The mark I gave myself on that one is 8. A year ago, I was probably closer to 10. Busy life means it's more difficult to exercise as much as you want, but I do still exercise, so I'm giving myself an 8 out of 10. Luckily, when it comes to avoiding addiction to opioids, I can give myself a solid 10 there. Avoiding smoking, having never smoked before in my life, that's also a solid 10. Managing stress well, I give myself a 9. It wasn't for this podcast and the nerves around recording each of these episodes, that could have been 10 as well, but let's call that a 9. Healthy eating, one of the ones that I really struggle with. It's one of the reasons I have to exercise so much, because if I didn't exercise, the way I eat could become a serious problem. So I've unfortunately only given myself a 5 for healthy eating. Drink less alcohol, certainly I can do better there. But I've given myself a nice and solid 7 out of 10. Get enough sleep. At the moment, I'm on 4. Interestingly enough, when I read this study at the beginning of 2023, I would have given myself a 1 out of 10 for getting enough sleep. I was really struggling with sleep. And luckily, I managed to find something in the last 12 months that has significantly increased my ability to get enough sleep. And this is something I'm going to be telling you more about in one of our future episodes. And then the next one, being surrounded by positive social relationships, I would give myself an 8. Keeping my mind fit with all the reading I do, all the podcasts I listen to, creating content for this podcast, again, I would give myself a solid 10. And I've already shared with you the fact that I think I've got a great life, a spectacular life. So I would give myself a 9 on the topic of finding joy. And that gives me a grand total of 80. I really want to challenge you and encourage you today to follow this process, follow the scoring, give yourself some marks on each of these 10 habits and behaviors and see how much you get, how close you can get to that score of 80 that I gave myself. I really think there's something to this formula, maybe a way to add more quality to your life, but also more years to your life, compressing that morbidity to an absolute minimum in your life. I'm determined to keep on chasing my goal of getting to 100. I want to challenge you to join me and see if you can do it as well. Okay, that's the end of today's podcast, talking about longevity. All that's left is just to share with you my tip of the week. Now, it's been a while since I've spoken about movies, one of my favorite topics. I've shared with you before one or two of the amazing inspirational movies that I've seen in my life. Movies like About Time and Dead Poets Society. So I'm going to share with you today a list of my five most inspiring movies. Something that you're going to go and watch over the weekend if you're looking for a good movie to watch. Maybe even watch all five. So here's my list of my five most inspiring movies. It's The Shawshank Redemption. It's The Blind Side. The Pursuit of Happiness, Rudy, and Pay It Forward. I encourage you to go and watch these movies sometime. All that's left to do is to thank my production team for all their efforts behind the scenes. Thank you to FFG for your continued support of this podcast. I'm convinced that we are going to grow this podcast into something meaningful where we can create lasting memories. If you want to get a hold of me, please send me an email to paul@iwpk.co.za, and I want you to congratulate yourself on making the choice to live a more intentional life. Please go and support us on social media, wherever you're listening to this podcast, and have an amazing intentional journey this week. Thank you.